Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Ba-da-ba-bum-bum. It's Friday. It's always a good day when it's a Friday. Well, it doesn't make it any worse. It could be a bad day, but at least it's not, you know, any worse than that. Thanks, Maria. Thank you. Scott Kapoor is performing tomorrow night at the California Theater in Santa Rosa. There are tickets available on Eventbrite. If you love yourself a little Scott and you're looking for something to do tomorrow night, there you go. This part of the show is brought to you by Creative Energy. Oh. Apparently. Oh, I thought you were playing me some music for my Creative Energy spot.
No idea where that. Okay. Oh. I got it now. All right. Sorry, everybody.
Well, I liked it. Play it. I mean, unless you're worried about it having all of a sudden someone starts swearing in the middle of it. Creative Energy. I'm so excited for my hot tub. I don't know. Let me be cool. This is about wellness and relaxation, not about me being so excited to sit in that hot tub. Oh my God. Start your year off with wellness and relaxation at Creative Energy. Locations all around the Bay Area. My location's up in San Rafael. Walked in there and went, oh yeah, this is the place for me. How you doing, Creative Energy? Can't wait. John is so busy, like, getting everything together. We got to get, you know, there's, like, site prep. We're figuring things out. It's going to have its own fuse breaker, whatever that means. It's got to be on its own circuit, something.
Thank goodness there's professionals for that.
Right. No doubt about it. And they help you, too. We went in there and looked, and a couple days later, guy comes out, helped us out. The owner stopped by. Crazy. It's good. And nice people. Creative Energy, hot tubs. Can't wait.
There's a funny picture that the evil genius did on the Facebook page.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, all of us in a hot tub.
Hot tub party at my house.
Scott is the towel boy.
Yeah, Scott's leaning in on that one. That's a pretty funny picture. Edwin, one of our listeners. Okay, so there you go. We're going to get rolling here on a Friday. That Fire Aid concert I was telling you about, that's what it's called, Fire Aid.
Okay.
Like, remember Band-Aid and...
Mm-hmm.
Was there another... There were other Aid ones, right? Maybe not.
Farm Aid,
yes. Fire Aid. It's going to be huge. Lady Gaga, Green Day, Billie Eilish, many, 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 many more.
Hold on.
Yes, dear.
Did you hear Lady Gaga was in Monterey or like in... I don't know exactly where. She was at a burger... She was seen...
I just watched that video. That's so funny.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh.
There's really no story. She was nearby.
It's my gavel.
She was at a Burger King, but she appears to have been waiting for someone to come out of the bathroom. Like, she's just kind of hanging.
Beyonce.
And then the funniest part is the girl who walks in. As she and the boyfriend are walking out, whoever that is, this lady comes walking by, and she walks by, and then she slows down and turns around as they're walking out.
I haven't seen that.
It's really,
that's funny.
It's very grainy video, but it is very funny because you're like, oh, she just went, that lady looks like Lady Gaga.
So she's playing the Fire Aid.
Yes, Gaga she's is. One of the many people who have been announced for this. We had heard yesterday, immediately... someone began trying to put together a fundraiser for the fires in LA. And so I'd heard about it a few times and didn't know if they'd be able to, because I think this is on January 30th. Like, they're turning it around. So Let's see here. Yeah, here it is. So it looks like it's happening at both the Forum and the Intuit Dome, which are next to each other. And so I think maybe you'll be able to go back and forth.
I have no
idea. Yeah, I don't. It's happening at, let's see, the Kia Forum and the Intuit Dome. Apparently the Intuit Dome is I looked these up because I was like, I didn't even know what the Intuit Dome was. The Kia Forum is where the Lakers used to play. The Intuit Dome is where the Clippers play. And apparently they're both in Inglewood. And it sounds like they're close together, like we used to have over in Oakland, like two, you know, the baseball stadium and the basketball stadium used to be near each other. And you could have technically walked between them. So I don't know if that's what they're doing.
Well, the Intuit Dome, if that's what they're calling it, yes. Where the Clippers play is brand new.
Yes.
Brand
It's incredible
new.
Looking.
Like even newer than the Chase Center here.
Ah,
like
it's just
they just opened it, I think this year is the first time the Clippers are playing there.
Let me see. Opens its doors to LA Clippers fans for first look. And the date on this story is October 14th. Of this year. You're right. I mean, this thing
brand
is
brand new.
Fresh and new.
And
it's really cool looking.
The guy who bought the Clippers from that Scuzz Bucket, remember him?
Silver?
Yes.
And his little silly little bunny or whatever she was. The guy who bought it what's that guy's name? Ballmer?
Yeah, Steve Ballmer.
He's
Ballmer.
Microsoft rich.
Oh, good for
and
him.
And just
that's wonderful.
Bought it with cash, like, what paid way more than it was worth because I want a basketball team.
Yeah. And then did he pay for the stadium
I'm
or did they charge everybody in
no,
LA?
I'm
going to
bet that he's splashing out.
Mm.
He's a fan. And if you see him in any of the televised games, I've never seen him in person. He's so over the top. You're like, dude, cool your jets. You're not on the team.
Yeah. It's the Clippers.
So there's at least a dozen acts right now who have been added to this. It's happening Thursday, January 30th at the Kia Forum and the Intuit Dome. I don't have times or exactly how you're going to be able to do this, but it is going to be ticketed. So it'll be ticket sales and donations that'll be collected during the concert. And then it'll be streaming everywhere with links to donate more. If you can't be there in person, you can watch it at home. Netflix, Amazon, Apple, and Paramount are all partnering up to broadcast the concert. Netflix is also making the concert available via its YouTube channel. It looks like, it's crazy big. The headline is Gaga, Green Day, and Eilish, but also the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Katy Perry, Joni Mitchell, Gwen Stefani, Sting, Lil Baby, Pink, Dave Matthews, and John Mayer, who are going to perform together. Earth, Wind, and Fire, not an awesome name right now. Gracie Abrams, Jelly Roll, Rod Stewart, Stephen Stills, Stevie Nicks, Tate McRae, and they are saying more will be added.
I'm sure.
Information on tickets and how to donate is at fireaidla.com, fireaidla.org. So let's put that up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. I'll send you over this story. But this is just the first time I'm seeing names attached to this, and it sounds like it's going to be freaking incredible. So if you're interested, it's happening. Yeah, they're saying more acts and lots of special guests. I'm sure there'll be a lot of people talking in between, asking for money, which is, you know, the whole point of this thing. There's going to be a live telethon that's streaming on multiple YouTube and Twitch channels starting on January 24th, so a week ahead of time. Here's just a couple, sort of the celebrity roundup on the LA wildfires. Bruce Willis made a rare appearance. I can't remember exactly what the name of his dementia is, but it's a specific thing, and it's pretty rare that he comes out, and on Instagram, his wife, you can't hear what he's saying, but he's meeting and greeting and shaking hands, and, you know, his wife, I think her name's Emma, it's on her Instagram, and she was like, he sees these guys in uniform, and he just cannot not go to them. Like, thank you for your service, and that part of him is fully, like, he recognizes that these are the people they're helping, and because you don't hear any audio from him, they're just playing music over it. It's not obvious that he's got any kind of dementia or is diminished in any way.
I'm a big fan, and it's weird.
It's
I know
sad.
Our parents have been experiencing this as their people their age are passing away and they're watching celebrities they grew up with.
Yep.
Go to heaven.
Or hell.
Mostly heaven, though, I'm sure.
Sure.
I like to think, you know, positively. But what I'm saying is, Nat, like, Bruce Willis, I love that guy.
I know.
I really do love that guy. Butch in Pulp Fiction is one of my favorites.
All time. And whatever his name was on Moonlighting, he was fantastic.
David.
He went back. He went back because he knew that was the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Even though that guy wanted to kill him,
he was running from that guy and went, saw what was happening, ran out, and then went, I can't leave that guy to that fate.
Right. Get the gimp.
Oh, get him.
Pretty far from okay, Butch.
Yeah. You go that way, I'm going this way. We are square.
Yep, we all know that scene, and it's...
Well, the greatest thing about that scene is that it's... First of all, the movie's going this way. It's going. He's running, he's singing, going to get him, and all of a sudden, you are somewhere else entirely. Like, what just happened? And why are they doing that to him? That seems wrong.
He's also the star of the greatest Christmas movie of all time, Die Hard.
Oh, right, sure, the greatest Christmas movie. The end. Fergie was also meeting with first responders and took a bunch of pictures. I guess she went down to the Rose Bowl. There's a huge, you know, huge sort of help center there and shelter. And so she was down there and took a bunch of pictures. Very low key, like in a hoodie.
Well, jeans. You know, the people of Pasadena and Altadena are a lot less famous than the people of Pacific Palisades. There are still famous people probably that lived in those areas, but... That's a nice place for her to go help.
Yeah, and, definitely.
And shake hands and all the other stuff.
Taylor Swift, she issued a statement calling the fires heartbreaking and listed the charities that she's donated to. So if you're looking to, you know, if you're a Swiftie and you're thinking, well, what's Taylor doing? Actually, you don't even need me. If you're a Swiftie, you don't even need to tell you this. Taylor said
you
something.
You tell us.
You tell us. Exactly. 800-400-3697. Stephen King. I have a couple things about Stephen King today, actually. I'm not sure I'll get to all of them, but I wanted to get to this. Stephen King said what a lot of people are thinking, that the Oscars should be canceled, which I personally don't agree with. And there are a few people who are saying this. No glitz with L.A. on Fire. He's saying he's not going to vote on. I guess he's part of the Academy. He wrote it on Blue Sky, the social platform he joined after ditching Twitter recently. In my humble opinion, they should cancel them. To be clear, the Academy has no intention of canceling the show. They are still set to take place on March 2nd. The case for moving forward with the Oscars goes like this. Canceling an award show doesn't really help anyone, but using the massive and global Oscar viewership platform to help raise money for wildfire-related causes would benefit those impacted by the fires. They feel like it's an in-the-moment push to end, rather than end something celebratory, do this and have it be beneficial, because some people were saying these should all be canceled and the money that you would have made off of them should be donated. And the people in the Academy are like, there's no money made if we don't do it, though. So they don't want to do anything that's inappropriate in the wake of the tragedy. They're saying the show should go on in a dignified manner that would help raise funds for and celebrate fire relief efforts. The award show workers had months, years without pay due to COVID, then union negotiations, and now the fires. This is a quote from somebody. You're wrong in this. Support the industry. America needs a good distraction. There's a lot of arguments on both sides. I don't know where you fall, but they are saying as of right now, there's no possibility. There's no intention to cancel these things. So
I follow that. I love Stephen King.
Let's go with him.
No, I just love Stephen King.
I love him.
They can do the show or not. I'm rooting for whatever they feel like they can pull off. If they can do it, great, do it.
Yep.
And if you feel like it's,
you don't have to watch it.
Yeah. Too many people are having too many problems. Then don't do it.
Right.
You know what? It won't change my life in one bit.
Right. And you're right. Stephen King is so good.
He's great.
We're huge fans. But that doesn't mean you have to agree with everything. And, you know, if you do agree, great. And if you don't agree, also fine. I think America needs to remember we can disagree and still like each other.
I have a friend
who lost that somewhere.
Met a boy in Maine, and she was saying, and I said, Oh my God.
Oh, is he ugly?
No, he's actually not from there.
Oh, so he's good looking.
And then I was saying that if you were to actually connect with this person and it worked out, you'd be the best looking person in an entire state.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's debatable, but I've heard Maine all ugly.
Yeah. Well, native Mainers.
Yeah.
But the thing is, if you move to Maine from somewhere else, you're like the best looking person in your town. That's, like, that is fully a real thing.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. I got that message from you many years ago and relayed that to her.
So now she knows.
And she's like, well, there's another, you know.
Just one more check in the pro column.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be the best looking chick with the best looking dude.
In the whole place.
Right. There'll be no temptation for you either. All the other Maine people will be like, I can't get there from here. And you'll be like, I'm with the best one of all of the people here.
Look at that mouth. I'm not going near it. No, thanks. You know. You ever seen an ugly mouth where you're like, ugh, I don't want to kiss that?
Oh, I have never really thought that in so many words in my head, but sure. I mean, I was looking at Dennis Quaid's mouth in that movie, The Substance, and went, God, that looks like a butt. Yuck. Oh, if you've seen that movie, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Super gross. I think you know what I'm talking about too.
Yeah. Exactly.
I do. Now that you've said it out loud and I know the sentence for it, I'll take that with me going forward. All right, what's coming up in the news?
Ah!
I know. It's jarring, isn't it?
Didn't see it coming. Dream jobs in America and more after these.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Hello, Friday. Listen at 9.05 for your chance to go to Bottle Rock all 3 days.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by ATCO Pest Control.
ATCO.
Ants making your home their new hangout spot.
Yeah.
ATCO Pest Control is here to shut down the party.
Somebody has to.
ATCOPestControl.com to kick those pesky intruders to the curb and reclaim your space. That's ATCOPestControl.com.
You do feel invaded, you know? You get that line of ants coming into your house. All, you're like,
all pests and bugs are uninvited. Mm. All of them. Mm. It's all an invasion.
Yeah. ATCO to the rescue.
Okay, here's what's happening. So mostly sunny again today. Highs in the low 60s. Kind of similar weather through the weekend. Speaking of the weekend, big sports weekend in that there's two games each day for the NFL playoffs. Saturday begins at 1:30. Houston at Kansas City. Come on, Houston.
Come on, Houston.
Come on, Houston.
Come on. No offense, Swifties.
Washington at Detroit, 5 p.m. That should be a really fun game.
Go Commanders.
Sunday, the L.A. Rams play in Philly at noon, and Baltimore at Buffalo, another really big game at 3:30. There's that.
Okay.
In Southern California, it looks like they're getting a break from the powerful winds and the low humidity. The firefighters will have not only less wind, but even a possible sprinkle in the forecast for the weekend.
Really?
I don't know if that's going to materialize, but there it is in print.
Wow.
Before me. So that's good news. That gives them a little time to get ahead before the next wind kicks up, which they're saying may or may not happen next week. But let's just cross our fingers. They make good ground on this over the weekend.
Yeah.
Go firefighters.
Go firefighters. Thank you for going. You're amazing.
This fire, I live down south quite a ways along the coastline, and I didn't even hear about this until this morning. I was pretty, I had stuff going on all day yesterday. I was very busy, but.
Well, you're a single parent these days.
The missus is working extra, and I've, and then my car broke. I had some car problems, and I dealt with that as well. It's okay. It all worked out.
Oh my God.
Here's your headline though.
I'm ready.
Huge fire at Moss Landing battery plant spurs evacuation, road closures, and sends out plumes of toxic smoke.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
So Moss Landing is down south where I live.
Yeah.
I can look across, I guess they call that Monterey Bay.
Yep.
I can look straight across and I see the two smokestacks of Moss Landing. On a clear day, you can see Moss Landing. And I've surfed there many times, but don't drive that far south anymore because I just drive too much.
So the two smokestacks are this battery plant or that's just some other plant that's there in Moss Landing?
It used to be. Now, so here's the story. Highway 1 was closed and evacuations were ordered in the Moss Landing area after a major fire erupted yesterday afternoon at the battery storage plant in Moss Landing in northern Monterey County.
A battery storage plant.
Yes. So this used to be, I guess, a PG&E spot.
Okay.
And they've since turned it into it's called Vistra is the company. But they had to evacuate because these batteries, not only is it hard to put these fires out, they're calling it a major incident. All the resources in the county and our neighboring jurisdictions have been deployed to assist with this. The facility is owned by Vistra Energy, a Texas company, and it's one of the largest battery storage plants in the world. It holds tens of thousands of lithium batteries. They use this to store electricity from solar power and other sources generated during the day for use at night.
Oh, I see.
Such battery storage plants are a key part of California's efforts to shift most of its electricity generation to renewable sources.
So this is terrible news from that standpoint.
There's no way to sugarcoat it. It's a disaster.
Oh.
They have kept the fire contained inside this concrete building, they're saying, although the roof collapsed.
But it hasn't started sweeping up the hills.
No. They're saying that it's contained, but these fires are really difficult to put out.
Because of what is burning, these batteries.
The plant is located on the site of a now shuttered 50s era PG&E Moss Landing natural gas plant. That's what I was looking for. And it's visible for its huge smokestacks right there.
Oh, that's specifically the place.
That's the spot. Yeah.
Okay.
You might be able
to see the plume of smoke today.
Yes, I hadn't even been looking yesterday because I had to race home and get my car fixed. But I, for sure, on a clear day, I see those stacks. I know exactly where I am based on. Anyway, the Vistra plant has caught fire before.
Oh.
An investigation showed that they were caused by a malfunction in a fire sprinkler system that released water and caused the units to overheat. Fire. These are lithium batteries. It's like the care for these things as they store our power in there to redistribute later is critical. They've got to take great care. They also say another fire broke out once when something was, improperly installed vent shield allowed a little rainwater to get in and it shorted out one of the batteries and they had another fire. So those are past fires. This one, though.
Is this going to be a total loss, though? I mean, this whole storage facility, not to mention the toxic gas that's coming off of it.
It's too soon to speak to that. This story doesn't have anything about where this will go down in the future. But that's something that's happening right here in the Bay Area. It's not spreading, but it's burning.
It's interesting, though, to think about. Like, I guess I just don't really sit and think about solar power.
I have it, and I know that there is.
But you're not storing it at your house.
I don't store it at my house, but we get a credit for this power that is being generated that they're taking.
Right. Because you're actually just like sort of fueling the grid. And you have one of those Tesla power walls that will store it and you use that at night.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that. We looked into it and they said, we can't install that at your house.
Right.
And I'm okay.
Just based on the system that you already have.
Well, as we were dealing with power outages, of course, that would have been the most elegant solution to the problem.
Right.
Have your own battery storage and feed that through the sun.
Right.
And then they went, no, you're not compatible. Have a good one.
Everybody who doesn't have storage or whatever the case may be, but has these solar panels, are those feeding plants like this one?
That's what I believe to be true.
Okay. I hadn't really thought about storing it. I figured it powered it during the day and then that was that. But I guess it would be obvious. Try and store it.
Yeah. No, I believe that that's the case. I don't know enough about it, but I also believe, and I could be wrong about this, but as we went to go try and get one of those Tesla power walls or any kind of storage system for our own house, it wasn't available. And I'm going to guess most people with solar are in the same boat as us.
Unless like you have to be set up with it.
If you got to the Tesla and you got the, then yeah, you'd be stoked.
Right.
But plenty of people had this power and solar long before Tesla was in the business.
Right.
So
I wonder if there's a retrofit solution for some people.
I hope they come up with one. That'd be great.
It would be.
In fact, they could have come up with it yesterday and I wouldn't know that.
Right.
Because we don't look into it regularly.
Right.
Anyway, the next story is.
That's a crazy story, though. That's really interesting.
That the plant caught
fire? Just that there's a lithium battery storage plant. And by storage, I mean of power. Mm-hmm. That's, I did not know that. Okay, go on. Sorry. Didn't mean to hang us up.
Your dream job, everyone. Think
here,
about that right
here
now.
Doing it.
New research came up with a list of the top dream jobs worldwide.
All right.
They did it by looking into targeted online search results for stuff like how to be a ...
Okay.
In the end, the top dream job across the entire world was pilot.
Oh, like a professional airline pilot?
Sure.
Okay.
That's kind of surprising.
It is.
But cool.
Well, I mean, flying is amazing.
You know, I told you, and I haven't set it up yet because I want to have a day where I don't have to come to work and then go there after. I'm going to go tour the Joby.
Oh, my God.
Joby is this, like,
gigantic drone taxis.
Yeah. No, they're not drones.
They sure look like it. They look like an overblown drone.
The reason I bring them up is they're going to be training people to be pilots for these air taxis. That's one of the things that they're going to be in the business of doing.
So they can staff their taxi company.
So I could see plenty of people saying, oh, I totally want to fly. I mean.
Yes.
It is a glorified taxi.
Incredible.
But there's glory at the start of that word there. Glory. You're in the air. You're flying around.
Yeah, my dad was a professional pilot from his whole life. And
well, yeah, that's how you got to school. He took you in his helicopter.
Yeah, yeah.
From your house that didn't have running water or electricity.
He had his pilot's license before his driver's license. Like he flew forever. And there was a little period of time where he wasn't flying and I wasn't doing radio. And my mom's like, you guys both need to get back to your jobs because you're miserable. You both love what you do so much. Mm. So please get back to them.
Please, you're driving me batty.
They say that commercial flying is what people are into the old pilot job for.
Huh.
Let's see here.
Well, that is actually that Joby thing. I can't wait until you go. You're getting a ride in one, right?
I don't know how it's going to go. They did say they would, but they do these tests regularly. So that's why I need to pick a day where I can. I would like to be in one.
Yes.
I would like to try it.
God,
I'm extremely
just love to hear it.
Into the whole thing.
Can't wait to see that video.
Oh, my God. Oh.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Anyway, pilot, number one dream job in the world. Attorney, police officer.
Really? Dream job.
Police officer is interesting because I do think there's a service angle to that that makes it extremely rewarding. I don't think you're taking into consideration how scary it would be to have to pull over some dangerous character who looks really strong.
It does.
And
really
ruthless.
It seems more dangerous than dreamy.
You know, the scary among us where you are just supposed
to. Where you're like, I'll take the bear. The bear.
Well, I'm going to say no police officer has ever done this in the history of policing.
All right, let's hear it.
But I might see myself seeing some really dangerous character about to get up to some stuff and being like, I did not see that. I am going this way.
Look, a donut shop. Let's go.
I mean,
just kidding, cops. You guys
are the best. Who can say that they would never be scared in that situation? That
you should
would
be
just
scared.
Say, I don't know. I don't want to engage.
I think it's weird if you're not scared in that situation.
Ah! But it ranked in at number three. Pharmacist, nurse. Nurse is a, you know, I.
Pharmacist.
Thank you, nurses.
These dream jobs are all attainable jobs. I mean, I think, you got to go get schooling for them. But it isn't like, CEO of a Fortune 500 company, movie star, right? Those are the things I thought were going to be the dream jobs.
Actor came in at nine.
Oh, all right.
Which maybe that's it. It has, actor maybe seems so unattainable. People are less, I don't know.
They're trying to be realistic in this?
I guess. Pharmacist came in at four. Five was nurse. Physical therapist, midwife at seven.
Oh, midwifery.
Prosecutor, actor, judge.
You're a judge.
Doctor, professor, YouTuber.
Oh, boy.
Dietitian, psychologist, firefighter, flight attendant. Flight attendant ranked more highly. This is in the world. More highly as in America.
You know what's interesting about this list, and we're calling it dream jobs, but really a lot of these just seem like jobs that someone might go, how to be a blank because I need a job. It's like, these aren't just dream jobs, they're just jobs.
Mm.
How do I become this? How do I, if I've got to get a job, maybe this would be a good one. How to be a nurse. Okay, step one.
Flight attendants on the list, real estate agent, psychiatrist, and paramedic. In Canada, Australia, and India, the number one dream job is DJ.
Oh, a DJ.
Huh?
Is it like a club DJ or like a Sarah and Vinny style DJ?
I think it's a radio DJ.
They love radio. Radio is still real big in Australia.
It's still real big here. It just gets undervalued,
it's undervalued. Unbelievably. It's valued more, I should say, in Australia.
Well, even when I was in Ireland, I was talking to this lady. We were horseback riding together through the beautiful wilds of Ireland. It was amazing. That was my dream job. And she's like, well, what do you do? And I was like, I host a radio show. And she sort of looks at me. I go, I think you guys call them radio presenters. Because that's what they, she's like, oh my God, you're a radio presenter? She was, oh, well. And I'm like, yeah, that's right. I'm a radio presenter. How you doing? But it was the change in her attitude was big.
Oh.
I know.
All right. Well, anyway, there you go.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys said. 925 says, Maddie was looking cute in his post last night. Wink, wink.
Oh. What'd you do, post on Instagram?
Yeah.
What's up, Hottie?
What's up? What's her name?
Roxy.
What's up, Roxy?
Hey, Roxy?
In Danville, Odyssey.
Is it on your story or did you post? Oh, I see it. Oh, Marcy looks great. Oh, and there's Sam. And Matt's making his move on you. That's nice. These are awful cute. Very cute.
Who are you guys kidding? Rockstar is the number one dream job. I would kind of agree, except it didn't even make that list.
These seem like attainable jobs. They call them dream jobs, but it's just stuff people were searching for online, things that they might actually be able to do.
415 says, if Vinny thinks we're on the other side of this bleepy economy, just wait till Monday. Listen, I'm trying to be positive about radio. I was talking to, remember we were talking about radio?
Yes, and we were.
What these companies have gone through as they swole to enormity.
They're all swole up.
And then took on tons of debt in the process.
Right.
They've all gone through the process of reorging and restructuring. And I'm crossing my fingers for better days ahead.
Oh my God.
That's all.
Yes. We're not saying that everything's fixed. And nothing's ever fixed. Just the way it is.
So greetings from Ireland. I love you, Sarah and Vinny.
Oh.
I've been listening since I was 16, and this year I turned the big 4-0.
Oh, my God.
HYGL.
Hope you get laid, too. Hey, it's Ireland. I was just talking. Do you like us because we're radio presenters?
For whatever reason, it doesn't matter. We appreciate you liking us.
Thank you.
Good morning. The Tesla power batteries don't hold much of a charge for more than 6 hours. You'll need bigger, better batteries for your home. No, we're talking, I don't know if you think we're talking about cars. They have Powerwall.
Yes.
Do they think they're talking about
I'm not sure.
No, we mentioned it. We mentioned it in passing.
Right,
and
right.
They glommed onto that.
Oh, okay. I have heard people say, you could run your house off your Tesla car.
Yes.
Okay.
There's some kind of like reverse thing. You could take it down to Whole Foods, charge it up, bring it home, and power your house if you have a setup like that, which is amazing. That's amazing.
312 says, regarding the Moss Landing fire, they aren't even trying to put it out. They're trying to let it burn out. They're just keeping it within the walls.
The hell with the toxic gas.
Yeah, it's batteries and fire. It's not good.
It's the reason they don't want you to carry that in your luggage on a plane.
Yeah.
You know, they always ask you about the lithium batteries in your bag.
So they don't want to put that under the plane, but you can carry it on with you.
Yes.
Why? Because in case it goes off, like, hopefully they can put the fire out. Mm-hmm. Great.
You want to hear something stupid?
Yes.
I love stupid.
This is live for stupid.
This is just this is what the joys of having Google available to you at all times. And it's just has all the answers.
Right.
I have this pair of clippers and I'll use them to shave down whatever. The kids will use it for, it doesn't matter. They're clippers.
Hair clippers.
Battery clippers.
You give yourself a whiffle, that's what you'd use.
And a couple times now, and most recently, they've been out of commission for months. They just don't work. The light, it's charged. I've charged it. I've hit play.
And it won't go zzzz.
And it will not turn on.
Okay.
So I just Googled this particular set of clippers and why it won't turn. And as I'm typing it in, it autofills. I'm like, I'm not the only one with this problem.
With this.
I hit click. These clippers go into airline mode, which was what triggered the... And they will be unable to turn on so that then you can't accidentally turn them on while you're traveling with them. And you need to just click three times real quick and it opens them up. And I was like, so I went over and went click, click, click. And they came right on. And I was like, Google. And the answer's available to you.
Amazing.
And maybe, I don't know, the ingenuity of having an safety for that.
I guess.
I don't know. But anyway. Yeah. If you have something that's not working,
just ask Google.
Ask Google. You may find out that it's
the simplest thing.
Three simple taps of the button. Open it right back up. You don't need to go buy new ones.
Yeah. Fine. Their first question is it plugged in?
What's coming up in the trash?
Movies, TV, and death.
Ah!
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.